Probably might be two streets in Toronto.
There's streets in a lot of it, John.
There's streets in New York City, too.
That's the way you're going. In Butter Park, Zagunich.
Butter Park Beach, Pennsylvania. It's all black.
Ay, ay, ay.
Listen, I got to get a Steve
going. You did? With Mr. Goldstein? Bumi's father? Which guy?
49th Street.
Oh, over there.
Not to me, anything.
Shulik. See how he's doing? He has a very bad toothache, real bad. He was in such pain. And not. He was jumping from. I called Dr. Englert, and he said he needs antibiotics. So that's on the
yeah, they're not going to do it.
They want to touch it. It has to be on antibiotics. Yeah. Whatever. Antibiotics will take down the swelling, and then it will take down the an infection. It's an infection. But like crazy, he called his dentist and then says, yeah, come Friday morning.
No.
You get Friday morning. Guy jumping from joy.
He gave him a prescription.
Whatever, you know what I mean. No, joy, I mean the e-cigarette, you know?
Did he give him a prescription?
Yeah, he's Dr. Barry. Yeah, sure. Yeah. You're oxycodiacus. Anyway, okay, let's go.
Hey, listen, this is
not interesting. You guys are ready? I see Elton came back. You figured you'd get another plot like yesterday. Doesn't happen twice in a row. It's on the show, yeah. Why? Who's on? He's on. He's on. Tzvi, you're on? Tzvi?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's going on? What are you making for tonight? You got to make food. What are you making?
Nothing.
Nothing good. Milchik. He's got to wait for Fleishik. You know what I mean? No, he made a wicked show on Shabbos Nachmu.
Tonight?
Who stays for Shabbos? There's not. You ever shit in your life for Shabbos?
It's like a victory.
You don't have to come to Kiddush. You can stay home if you want. Not like a victory. Not like missing a minion.
Kids.
Anyway, okay, let's go.
Never was for the kids. My great aunt was great. He's got to hit his wife. My great aunt is today.
Let's go.
My great aunt is today. My grandma has something. They have something. Their programs on Tisha B'Av. She's like, since when did Tisha B'Av become a theatrical event?
No, you have Mr. Rabbi Gold. He's, what do you call him? Shkifa. Something in the head, he has somebody there. Let's go. In 20 years from now, he's going to have to, they're going to put out, Uru's going to put out a... Uru's going to put out a pamphlet of what it used to be Tisha B'Av was. They're going to say this used to be something called the Kiddush. And this is what a Kiddush looked like, the soft cover.
You know? Maybe you
want to all this. Skips. Yeah, a bunch. I don't know. He skips like 10, 12.
What's with this thing?
What
has to do after Chatzos?
That's not half the drug. It goes to one usually. You can go to Alvarado, they go to 230. Alvarado goes to 2. Last year went to 145. You can do it. Last year went to 145. Still minutes. If you do kids all day, go to Yerushalayim and the shul I went to, they're crying all day. Yeah, Yoni still does it. He goes forever. He's very well. Nishtatek, I'm gonna get together yesterday. You ready? We are eyeing on with base. Six lines in the bottom by the two dots. So it says over here, it says, Nishkab Dibamalai Nifigat Leishtaka. A guy had a stroke, and he said Nifigat Leishtaka. And then, you ready, guys? The mission says the shtatik v'amalei nichtigel ishtakav v'heichem v'roishoy, and he says he wants to write, and he shakes his head. Boikunai says we check him three times. Emar alav lav alhem hein amir lichtu v'yit. Zot the Gemara. V'leich shdim oshichya the lav lav nakte inam oshichya the hein nakte. How do you know that when he says yes, yes, or no, no, it's legit? Maybe he has a spasm, very good, that is making him shake his head yes, or make him shake his head no. You do it, you ask him different questions, you stagger it. Okay, so maybe he has a spasm that goes like this, and like this. I had a guy yesterday delivered a show like that. You switch it around, what you do is you take, can we bring you into, it's 110 degrees in Florida, he asks me, listen, can we bring you a winter coat, and he says yes, you know something really wrong, he says no, you know he's on the money, and then vice versa, in the winter, he said, can we bring you out the sandals that go to the front, in the big toe. Mind you. So what is it? Even Glufkari, the Sadini, like Shumakara, Achti. Very possible a guy can be in you have people who are always called. Even in Florida, you have an older fellow, I'm sure Reb Chaim will tell you. They're always called. It's probably 150 degrees in his house.
With a sweater.
So he always had that extra big wool sweater on. So it says Eloa Peru, you do is you check him out with fruits. What's fruits? Now you have to realize you go to Kosher Village, you get pomegranate seeds the whole year. It's not really such a asking if a guy, you want pomegranate seeds? Yeah, why not? It's not like in the old days when I went to that show, my father's friend invited me from Ritz Ovechik, this guy Bloy, he had a watermelon made of Shachiano because they never have watermelon. But doesn't mean, you know, but he made Shechiyana a watermelon. That's how poor he was. Yeah. Yeah, he bought watermelon. It was in the summer. He made Shechiyana. I don't know, Limesh. His name's Limesh? I don't know. Limesh is the father. I don't know. His first name was. Anyway,
you calling it out?
Eloah Perry. But the anger, anyways. So the person said, Taisa says that what you do is you ask him. You ask him if he wants to go pick the fruits. It means you talk to him in the middle, smack dab middle of the winter, and he asks if he wants to go pick the pomegranates. It's snow on the ground. You know something wrong, and he says, "Yeah, let's go pick." And you know the guy's really losing it. He's got something. But if you go in the middle of the summer, and you ask him if he wants to, I don't know what's a fruit in the middle of the winter. What comes in the middle of the winter? I have no idea. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what the winter would be, but there's obvious stuff to come in the winter. So Mela, that's how you know if he's. Oh, he says Gizav Shalim to conclusion. No, I don't know. Whatever the winter fruit is. So that's you ask him that. And Mela, if he answers the right thing, you know that he's on the money. Okay. Amrav Kahana, Amrav. Now there's something called the Torah. A cheresh is somebody that can't hear and can't speak. An Elam is someone who could hear, but he can't speak. So, Zot Gemara, Amrav Kan Amrav, Cheresh Sheyachal Adaber, Mitech Ksav. You have a Cheresh that could speak through writing. Now, what does it mean speak through writing? He's someone that he could write down his thoughts. He can't hear, he can't speak, but he could write down what he wants. So, what the Gemara is talking about over here is a situation we had in Yavamas, where a guy was a regular, normal guy. Everything was great. He married a lady, regular. His kedushin is regular kedushin, and then he became deaf, or he became crazy. The halacha is he can never divorce his wife. What? You sound like my 5-year-old son with a frog. Deaf frog can't jump. Okay. Go move on. Okay. So Gemara is like this. What happens if he could speak through Ksav? He says, he writes down, he wants to divorce his wife. So his Kedushin was regular Kedushin. No. One second. Don't jump the gun. One second. So, wait. So, I love it like this. If a guy marries a lady as a cheresh, that kedushin is only kedushin rabbanim. He could also divorce her. Cheresh-tik. He could divorce her like that also with sign language, whatever, however he wants to do it. That's not a question. Over here, the problem is he has a kedushin deraisa. And now he's deraisa. It's deraisa kedushin. Yeah. Because it's not a real tradition. He's not with the program. That was great. He's the same place Reuven Miller was. Okay. Anyway, we're not talking about somebody who chooses not to hear, Charlie.
No. There's the difference between Bon and Nikki.
Okay, so basically, let's start again. Let's. Okay, so basically, if a guy does a kedushin as a cheresh, he gets divorced as a cheresh. A guy does kedushin deraisa, now you have a problem because you can't just divorce your shayta. You have a din of a shayta. A cheresh has a din of a shayta. That's the halacha. It's a big shayla in Paiskim today. We actually bring our shayla today. It's called lingwin. What's the language I speak? What's the language that the people who are deaf speak? No, there's a lingua. He brings down something. English is a word. I don't know. Anyway, today with there's a lot of technology, and there are people who are deaf who are regular functional people. So the shaila is today, if it's what the halach is with these guys, is it considered that they're regular or not regular? It's a big shaila. But in the old days, a guy who was deaf was considered a regular shaita. So the question is now, if this guy writes down to give a get to his wife, is that considered a good? Could we get divorced like that? That's the shaila. So I'm Rav Kan, I'm Rav Cheresh Yochel Adam Petak Sav Toisvim and Noisin Get Leishtay. That you could. You could write to get to his wife. I'm Yosef Mike Kamash one. Tanina, we have a Mishnah. Nishtatik. V'amalei Nichtu Get Leishtako. The hechem b'roishay, because shosh pamim. Im ama alav lavel hen hen areli yitvuyit. That was our gemara. Amal abzero ilim kaamrit. Shaini ilim tanya medam b'menei shemea zel cherish. Shemea b'menei medam zel ilim. V'zev v'zev rein kipikah called the ram. So, Mela, you can't bring, this is not considered, this is not like a cherish. A cherish is enim shemeh v'enim medaber. Over here, it's either medaber v'enim shemeh or shemeh v'enim medaber. That's not similar to our case. The Gemara says, "My the medaber v'enim shemeh zeh cherish." How do you know that a medaber v'enim shemeh zeh cherish? Shemeh v'enim medaber zeh ilim. The siv ani ke cherish layashma uke ilim layiftak piv. That's one. Then we have a pasuk. So you see what they are. V'vayi zem k'damienchi ishtakel melule. It's the Rashi Tevis. Of Elaim is Ishtaka Malule, his words got taken away, but he could hear. So Gemara says, Aram Zera, I kashli how kashli. What's the kashli? Like this. Tanya, we have a halach in the Torah. We have a halach in the Torah that if a guy knows Adis, if a guy knows Adis for someone, he can finish Shuli Sit. So by Shuli, next to Helen. No, I mean, it's very bashat that he came today because we could see what it means, sign language. I go. Yeah. You can understand things, right? Oh, no matter. So, Gemara's like this. So, he kasha kasha. Tanya, in lo yagin, that look is like this. Luck is that if a guy knows AIDS with someone and he doesn't say it, he says he doesn't know, and then we find that he knows. That luck is bring karma el yard. So it says him lo yagid, and that tells you prat l'ilim she'eni yachal haga. It has to be someone who could talk. Someone who can't talk, he's not in this parasha. Am I? For tomorrow, yachal haga tekaksav. If you're telling me that ksav works, that this guy who got married as a regular, normal marriage, was a regular, healthy, normal guy, got married, and then he became deaf, that halacha is, he could divorce through writing, that's called communication, a form of communication, so that's called a form of communication, that's good enough to get off of Kedusha D'oraisa, it definitely should be good enough to be im lo yagid. If you could write, and you don't write, then you should be also on the hook. I'm going to buy Adis Kamrat. Shine Adis, the Achman Amr, PM, Vilayim Piksavim. No. When it comes to Adis, there's something called a PM, Vilayim Piksavim. That's a din in Adis. You can't say Adis through writing. The Torah says you have to speak it. By when it comes to Gittin, the main thing is you need a form of communication. Communication it is. But it's not Adis. There's a special Allah on Adis. That Adis doesn't work unless you write it, unless you say it. Now Tosis says, "I've got the might cheresh cheresh mechalitza." Cheresh and they can't do chalitza. Tosis says it's different because over there is a lot of it says va'ana va'amra. So even though writing is a form of communication, it's not speaking. The special halacha of chalitza, you have to speak. There's a back and forth, and the Gemara later on is going to speak about it. That when it comes to Yibum and Chalitza, so if you're married to a if the brother who died was a Pikeach, which means there was a marriage d'oraisa, and the brother who's alive and he dies, the brother who's left alive is a Cheresh, he can't do Chalitza. Because that only gets you off the hook midarabana, because a cheresh has no means of communication. So he has to do yibum, because the yibum, being that he lives with him, that makes it that he's married daraisa. That's what yibum does. So there's a din, and why can't you do chalitza daraisa? Because if you can't speak, you can't do chalitza daraisa, because it's ba'an of amr, it's a special halacha. Even though, what?
Yibum is an action.
You can do the action, right?
If you get out of
the Dushan Darais, you can't get out of it. Oh, only because of Ksiva. Because Ksiva is a form of communication that can good enough to get. No, for Kedushin?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to come on to Kedushin. If a guy's deaf and he makes Kedushin, then his Kedushin is Darabana. saying, why shouldn't he be a Kedush Deraisa? Because he's a Shaita. He has no das. What are you saying? My guys got to write a Ram of Kedushas and make that Deraisa? Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hear he's saying no. Pashas, you can't.
Because why else do I have?
Because then we're going to come into the whole thing then. But maybe you could. Maybe Las Gomorrah, like you could. And if not, maybe Las Gomorrah, like you could.
No, the Gomorrah said that he was normal. He got married normally. Yeah, so why does he have to come? Why does he have to come up to that?
Yeah, because of Teah Gama. Kaisun knows, then Rashi has a dinner with Teah Gama. And Ekonami. He's not a Shaita. If you would, at Ekonami, you're right. If you would write, if a Kharish would write a Kedushin, he's not a Shaita. And Ekonami. Who says that? And Ekonami. A Kharish that could say, Aram Gadash is Lee, that's an Ekonami. He's not a Shaita. That's what Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying, write it, if you could write something to the Ksav, you're not a Shaita. But the problem over here is the guy didn't do that. He got married regular, and then he wants to divorce without Ksav. That for sure doesn't work.
Maybe.
Gemara's Chiddush is that work. He says if it does Ksav, it gets off. It's the right. Got married to the Ksav, he's looking at the divorce without Ksav. Then you know he's not a Shaita.
He might be a
Shaita, right. You end up the same way, yeah. Same thing. Okay, fine. Meisrei.
Why?
Kishem Shabaykar is the Gittin. Kishem Shabaykar is the Gittin. You ready? Kach Boitkin Oisoy Lamasois, Vilamatanois, Vila Adius, Vila Yushal. Tomorrow is going to try to refute this halacha. Tanimios, Adius. So you see that even Adius, you could write. You just told me in PMLN Piksava. Then when it comes to Adius, it's a whole different halacha. No. What about Adas Isha? Adas Isha, where a woman comes to say Adas that her husband died, and we had a Yavamas, Isha died, a Minzava, and it's a Karandar Abanam. They allowed a lady to say Adas like that. But really, for normal Adas, where you need regular Adas, there is a Zichah you need, Mipiyam Olympics. So, Tigamara. But you go a little further into the price. Vaktani Yerushas. Well, where are Yerushas? I'm Ravo, Yerushas, but no Abachar Tani. And Yerushas, but no Abachar, that's not the regular halacha of it's not a Goz Eidah, it's just but no Abachar. And male, that's, you still don't have a ride that you could do in PM Olympic Ksavim. That you could do Ksavim and not in PM. About the regular Eidahs, you need PM Olympic Ksavim. Tani Miel, Masai, is my Tani. It's my love, Am. Everybody else, loyal of the day. That's for himself. Again, it's not a regular Eidahs. It's only for his own personal use, and that's why you could do it. But otherwise, you need Mepiyam Valenim Piksavim, and we blive with that thing. Zot the Gemara Meisvei Cheresh Loi Holchuboy Achari Mizoisov after his winking or whatever languages. Achik Vitzoisov he jumps. Achksav Yodoy El Metalplan Only Metalplan. I will loyly get it. Jumping?
No, it's lips.
Lips?
Reading lips.
Okay. Also not. You see clearly that for Gittin, you don't go with Ksav Yadai. But of course, the way you just finished saying, Ksav Yadai, can even divorce by their eyes, it means the guy has Das, so why not? Tanoi, the Tanya, Mashimran, Namlil, Medvam, Becheresh, Mikaroi. Becheresh, Mikaroi, that's when we say, it doesn't work. Avol, no, that won't work. Avol, pekech, when it's charish, who kaisa v'hein kaisman. Over there, you could. It means if you are a regular guy and something happened, a guy, you know those guys from the veteran, you know, what do you call them, the vets? What do you call them? The guys who are crazy? TSPT or something? PTSD?
We have an active duty.
Active veteran.
Personnel.
Active veterinarian.
Yes. He's not there.
I don't know. Farkas doing the yeshiva. He has a guy working for him. who was first day came in the job, or like somebody dropped the wood. What? What's wrong?
Because of a bomb?
So I'm just, you know, I'm a veteran. I was in Iraq, and what I saw is Kofaka. I said, listen, I can't have these toilets, you know. This, I got 42 bucks over here, you know what I mean? No, they stopped by us first. Anyway, yeah, so the guy has PTSD, whatever you call it.
He's reading it
now. 150%. Everything, everything. A guy is like that. Who That's where we say you could write, because Pshat is this guy really had das. Something happened. This my number holds. That's where you say that writing is good. That you can't get divorced. Shem's concern is the you see, you could. The halach is that you could, if you took him b'remiza, you could get divorced b'remiza. You're right. You're 100% right. If a guy gets married as a deaf marriage, so it's not a problem. You get divorced. As with that same way he came in, he could get out the same way, because it's only the rabbanon. So whatever he did to get in, he could get out. We're talking about a different situation. Be Yevimtoi. Yevimtoi means that Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven was a regular guy. Regular marriage. Deraisa marriage. Full-fledged cognitive person. He died. His brother was deaf. Now his brother's deaf. His brother automatically falls to Yibum. The wife falls to Yibum to this guy. Zika. Zika's deraisa. Marrying the guy makes that wife Rachel to him, to Shimon, deraisa. So Yevim to Yaman. So much like this, honestly, Ilim to Lachlin to Achiv Cherish. Now Murray goes back for a second. I jumped the gun. If you say that the brother Reuven was a Cherish, Shem Shikazar Amizah, Kai Shikazar Amizah, what's the difference?
No,
it's also the Rabbanim. Because his marriage was never the Raisa. Means that the brother, because that's Halacha, because that's Zika. It doesn't matter. But it's an action. But if his original brother, but if the brother's original Kedushin was a Cherish, right. Yeah.
Reason why the deaf guy Zika.
No, but it's only, Zika's only. Zika's only as strong as what the marriage was. If this guy was a Cherish and his marriage was a Derabanan, the Zika's only Derabanan. Yeah. No. Let's see the Gemara. Ilayim and Rafle Ma'achiv Cherish. He gets, his brother's a Cherish, he's got to tell us Ramiza. Then he could get out with Ramiza. There's no reason why he can't get out with Ramiza. Ella, the Nafle, now, which means you should be able to do Chalitza. El, the Nafle, Ma'achiv Pikeach. No, by the way, the Gemara is saying, Shem Shikanzu Ramiza, Kach Tzelsu Ramiza, means that this brother should be able to do Chalitza, Ramiza. Because the whole marriage is on their bottom. We're trying to get that this brother who's deaf to get out of this Yibam. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to do chalitza, but he's deaf. And the halacha is va'antzav amram. By chalitza, you have to speak. There's words you have to speak. He's deaf. He can't speak. So he doesn't want to marry this lady. He's got enough on his head. But so if the original brother was a cherish and he's a cherish, the whole marriage darbanim. The whole chalitza is only darbanim. The whole chalitza is only darbanim. He married her. He can also get out. Even though he's not doing the chalitza the proper way, he can do it. It's chalitza, the whole thing is only the rabbanon. There's no chalitza deraisa, so he wouldn't run his problem. But if the brother was a pikeach, so the marriage is deraisa, the zika is deraisa. You can't do chalitza. Chalitza won't. You can't get it out. You can't get out of this. That's what we're saying over here. What's divorce? How you getting divorced?
Right.
You're saying it's Chalitza? I thought it was Chalitza.
Same divorce. Chalitza won't work.
Darabonah maybe will work.
Is there a concept of Chalitza and Darabonah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What happens if a guy, regular guy, comes and college this lady like match? See, override. He has a better opinion.
It seems to be. It's only. It's you're right. It seems to be. It's not Chalitza that it's. You may. He does Yibum. There are bunner. He met any divorce.
Which one?
The Gemara says, "Elo the Naflim Achiv Bekeh." So what happens is that there was an Achiv Bekeh who was saying there was a brother who was a regular normal guy. He married her a regular normal kedushin. He died. There's a Zika here, Midaraisik Zika from the death brother. The brother can't do Chalitza because of Anzav Amro. You have to speak, and he can't speak. So what he has to do is, the only way for him to do anything over here is to marry a lady, and he can't get out of it. He can't get out of it because since he's the original Kedushu Daraisa, he can't get out. According to this Manamar, according to the Ayoman Amar, he'll be able to write. According to this Manamar, he can't get out. If you're a Pikeach Meneskharish, Ksiva works, according to this Manamar. If you're not a Pikeach Meneskharish, you're Kharish Mikara, then you're done. This guy's stuck with this lady for the rest of his life. The Geti Day Loy Mafka Zika Daraisa. He can never get out of this marriage, according to this Manamar. They're both stuck with each other. What do you mean? He can't move on. He's stuck married with this lady. She's, he can imagine. He can't handle one. He's trying to get out of this one. What do you mean? I understand, but he's stuck with her. At this point,
he went down
there. Just because the team won.
But this man of all can't divorce writing unless you're only a Pikach and a Scottish. No, we're saying, Glamedvam, we're Kharish Mikaro. I'll be Kharish and a Scottish, or Kharish and a Scottish. Only Pikach and a Scottish. I know, so we're saying that it depends what it is. We're saying this halacha of Ksiva only works if Pikach and a Scottish. If it's not Pikach and a Scottish, it won't work. What? That's a racha. Yeah, we're changing it. Yeah, let's go. Don't worry about it. Zot Gemara. Vibayisema loyelam denaf leim achiv keresh. Vigzera achiv keresh atu achiv keresh. You're right. Really, it's not a problem. But we make a gzera. We go to that if the brother wasn't a parish, it would be a problem. Yaki ishtinami, you should make it zero. What's it? No, you've been to Michlova. Ishtu be vintal and Michlova. A lady with a Yavam is not Michlova. You can't, no shenanigans. When we got green on a parish of the calf, do we make a parish of the calf with Tanya, Vatnan, we have a Mishnah, Shnei Achim Koroshin, and Suishte Achios, Pikos, two deaf brothers married, two. Geniuses, two regular sisters. Why? Because they're nervous. If they're not, if they're not sisters, they're not Ervis, then Nichnasu. Vimratzu Lahitzion, this is the punchline, Yitzio. You can get rid of them. So what do you see from here? You see that a Cheresh could get rid of a Zika of a Kedusha Cheresh. So you see, and we're not Geyser Cheresh of Bekech. We know that if the brother's deaf, and the Yibum, the guy who you fought to is deaf, you could get out with a get because that's not a problem. Hashem Shkansi Bermisa, you also get out Bermisa. But we just said we're learning right now that it's a gzera. That really is not a problem. But the gzera ought to care, but it basically we're not going to be care. Moses says, Ella Machmat Hashem Yakara, you're right. Let's go back to the original pshat that if it's a brother who is a pikeach and the cheresh marries him and the yavam is a cheresh, you cannot do anything except to get married to the lady and you're stuck there forever. And if it's the other way, it's not a problem. You can change cars for music, might to remove. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Chalukin Alo Kaber Roshim Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Nam Tinino, Nishtis Lo Yotzi. If you nishtus means you, if you from when you're married, you're shaita loyati nischarish who won shtat loyati lomas my lomas lav avdi yachol dav does exam even though you can write it. On rapab ilav dashmin av yerchanan hava amin av shingmil of fushatam da kamu vidalsi. Well, my lomas avdi the chazin loy the charef even you know you see that he's sharp still you can't. Inamich av yitzchok tamisat vatoyer that would work. Inamich lechad av yitzchok. Dam Rabbi Yitzchok, Dvar Taira, Chutzpah. Dvar Taira, Shaitim is Gareshes, Midi Dahava Apikachas. Bal Korcha, that you could divorce Bal Korcha, Matam Amru Enim is Gareshes, Lo Yinigba, Minig Hefker. It's a problem, Minig Hefker, somebody who's not by the Kalim, there's a problem that the someone who's not with the program, they don't know. It's a lingo your father used the whole life. So Mela, she has no way to protect herself. Now, there's an interesting halacha, not let her learn on Tisha B'Av, right? Now learn on Tisha B'Av. The halacha is, in the morning you want to learn, you have to say Brech Steyr. What happens if a guy is not learning, he's thinking of learning? Does it say Brech Steyr? Pasha says no. Are you allowed to think of learning on Tisha B'Av?
Think of learning in the bathroom.
It's a Shiloh. You can't think of learning in the bathroom. Huh?
Work hard on nothing.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
Not thinking myself.
The Rabbi Shavi is taking an English book.
Don't have that problem.
Not spoken in the bathroom.
You're not allowed to.
No?
No. That's why you have pamphlets in the bathroom.
I know.
You never use the bathroom?
Try not to. I mean,
okay.
So it has to work.
Okay. But if his son used the bathroom, son already acclimated. Yeah, well, right now. Oh, so one second. So don't get nervous. You have PTSD or whatever. No, wait. Oh, so Shiloh is like this. Shiloh is the guy who writes Torah. Does he have to say Brech's Torah? So most unfortunately, you do have to, because it says v'shinantam levanecha, and writing is in the parasha shantam levanecha. When you think of learning, you don't have to. But writing l'chor, you have to. So if you want to write learning tomorrow, l'chor, that's zikr also on Tisha B'Av. Even on thinking and learning, Tisha B'Av might be also, because that should be kind of. Tisha B'Av is not like Brech's Torah. It's about giving you geschmack. And a guy is thinking and learning, he gets a geschmack. I don't know how it was. They bring around this Gemara. They tell a guy, you want us to write a gift for your wife? I'm like, so, yeah, go ahead with it. I'm a cipher, gave him back to his wife. He has to be the one telling him straight. Time to my tenu. He didn't say tenu. Amar tenu. The halacha is nice then. Ma'anir made amar mili mamsun shliach. That's the ratio. So aim a sefer. Ad sheyayim el sefer kasev leinu kasaymu. Also Rabbi Yosi amar mili loy mamsun shliach. So what's the ratio? A mayor the sefer Rabbi Yosi is gemolta zazach. What's the end? Ratio mayor the sefer Rabbi Yosi. Abay amar. We'll stop there. Abay Amar, basically the Gemara continues and trying to figure out is Reisha Meir Sefer Rabbi Yosi or try maybe it goes like Rabbi Yosi. We'll continue it tomorrow night, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Have an easy fast. My afternoon is 8:51. A hard to get miles off the Shuli Rozel. I forgot to announce it beforehand. Had a baby girl. How am I going to make a kiddush in this house shop? Not going to kiddush, Mr. Shem. Oh, he'll be home. His son's not home.
He just told me he won't move. He could finally go away with his
He's gone. He go with his Lexus now. He imagine he's got the shades in there. He doesn't have to do little, like transfer stuff. Everything is regular. Yeah, it was Shania. Hey, should I be the other show? Shut up. This is no, next. Islam checks from Kazakhstan. The Eil Dosh Eil was like, my Makot, my Makot, the time of crime, the kind, the Dado, the Dolly, nice job, the Kotter, and the Kotter. Awesome, the pizza, that's like, well, the fuck. Can I don't think that? No kind, there, we're going to go to the buyers. Awesome,
nice year, finally meeting. Yeah, this is special. I'm only next year, finally meeting.
Indeed. Thank you for listening. So you have a great day. Easy fast. Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. I don't know if you can come on. It'll be a big business.